It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
What time do you guys drive up? What time do you guys drive up yesterday?
I got here about 8.
Yeah, about the same.
8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you?
Genius. I don't know, like 10:30 or something like that.
Wow. Not genius.
No. Why'd you wait so long?
I packed light, though.
I did, too.
Here's my packing, is this DOP kit.
I've got my backpack, my work backpack, and I put a little DOP kit in there.
Yes.
And that's all I brought.
I feel so mobile right now.
I know.
I feel so free in the world. Now, George checked his luggage. He always travels with a lot.
Yeah, I actually do have my guitar with me.
You do?
I just thought I'd play a gig on the way out.
Hmm.
Huh.
Maybe play a breakfast place in Pottsboro.
Interesting. Actually, I think I've noticed that both of you have, when traveling, you guys don't travel heavy anymore.
No.
Do you check things when we go to training camp?
No.
If you don't have golf clubs or
Yeah,
bike.
Like my bike, I check. And since I'm checking that, I usually just check my bag also.
Uh-huh.
Because I got to go to luggage anyway.
I always hate checking a bag. Checking a bag, I always feel like it's a crapshoot whether I'm going to get that back. And whether or not it's going to be rifled through and half my panties stolen.
Yeah.
I'd rather not, but it's also nice to walk through the airport and get on a plane without having to shove something in the overhead.
There's a certain sense of freedom there, too. Yes. When you get on the plane and you're not worried about, oh, man, I'm kind of one of the last ones on the plane. There's not going to be any overhead room.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you check that for us, please?
No.
We're out of overhead space.
I never take the option they say of, we're really full. And, if anyone would like to check their bag, we will we'll check your bag right here. We'll be real convenient. We'll give you a mint and tell you that you're pretty.
That's nice of you to try to do something for the greater good.
Yes, I do something for the greater good by not forcing someone else to deal with my luggage.
Oh,
I take it upon myself to do my part. That's the way I look at it. Don't you love how language is just an infinite bull-ass generator?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you ever watch politics for 20 seconds, you can see how every side can doll up their side with a bunch of BS. Anyway, back to the story of nudity.
Pro Bowl.
The story of nudity. Meta, which is the parent company of the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They have some new AI glasses out that are getting pretty popular. Now, this is where you're wearing glasses and it's AI infused. And your glasses, I guess, can talk to you. It can translate things. It can tell you what you're looking at. It can bring up the Wikipedia of the object you're looking at.
We've been waiting for that. We've really needed that.
Yes, we have needed that. I remember when Google came out with these, and the first one we saw was there was a confluence of several things that happened this one night when we were in Santa Barbara. One was it was the night that the great Kid Craddock, we found out the great Kid Craddock had passed away, mm-hmm. which shocked us all.
Mm-hmm.
It was also we were at this fancy person's party. I hadn't been to one that was that fancy ever.
No.
And I'm not talking about like tucks and tails. I'm just talking about these people were doing really well.
Oceanside, home, looking at the Pacific, all sorts of wealthy people at that party.
Yes. And the musical entertainment was Kenny Loggins.
Right. At a private party.
At this private party. He was just playing out on the patio. And also that same night was the night that Jerry Jones, who was an attendee of the party, I held the door open for Jason Garrett as he was coming out. We were going in. That was weird.
Yeah.
And I get inside the party and then end up talking with Jerry Jones, and that's when Jerry Jones introduced me to Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Yes.
And introduced me as the fake him. Hey, this is the fake me. And a confused Lee Majors, I could see the confusion sweep over his face for half a second, and then it disappeared and was replaced by not caring.
Like, why is this guy talking to me?
And he just started tuning both Jerry and me out.
Am I crazy, or did we see Loggins and Messina like they were back together for that?
No,
night?
No, it was just Loggins.
Just Loggins. It was just
and
Loggins?
He has yeah. Didn't they have a woman a guy, with him?
His wife, yes.
Was she playing with him?
I don't believe so, sir.
Oh, okay.
I thought he had a guy playing with him. Okay. Must be thinking of something else.
You know, I have footage of that, I believe.
Let's go to the replay.
But it's on an old phone that I've forgotten the password to.
So you don't have it.
Yeah. I'm in one of those crypto hard drive situations where I've only got like two guesses left before it wipes the phone.
To get this Kenny Loggins video.
Right.
Not quite the same as trying to get 1,000 Bitcoin.
Yes,
but.
Yes, correct. I won't become a billionaire once I recover the Kenny Loggins footage, but yes. But anyway, also that same night was the first night I'd ever seen someone wearing smart glasses.
Yes.
It was Google Glass who had come out with their version of smart glasses. And the party thrower, the owner of the home, he was wearing Google Glasses.
They said everyone's going to be wearing these within a couple of years.
Right. And he was off on the time frame of the prediction, but I think the prediction is solid.
Mm-hmm.
That we will all start wearing smart glasses. And wow. Then it'll eventually become smart contacts. And then it'll eventually just be a brain implant that'll interface the same way.
Yes. Man, that was an amazing night.
It was. So much stuff came together that night.
Wow.
I'm going to make the prediction I will never wear some sort of Meta glass.
Don't say well, that.
You haven't gotten around to wearing readers yet. So you've got a few steps between you and smart glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you always want to wear readers?
To.
And now that you need them, you won't wear them?
It's very strange.
I don't know if I need them yet. And I just don't, I'm not ready for them yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can still see okay when I look down at a page.
It always seems like you have a little bit of trouble seeing things.
I don't think so.
Plus, you're 60. You should be ready for readers.
So if I held a paper up a foot in front of your face, you think you could read that easily?
Yeah, I know I could.
Whoa, he knows he could. Sounds like we got a challenge.
That reminds me of my buddy who, he was trying to get his dad to wear hearing aids, and his dad said, I don't want to wear them. It makes me look old. And my buddy said, you're 84.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about looking old. I don't care about that. I just feel like I don't really need them, and I don't know if I'm ready to introduce them. Because I think once you start using them, then you're going to always have to use them, right?
Well, you don't get physically addicted to them.
No, but you feel like you need them, and your eyes, I would think, would make some sort of adjustment to where, yeah, you're not going to see as well without them.
Well, yes, but I think that you start using them, and you realize, oh, these are really useful, and so you want to start using them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think that your eyes actually change to get addicted to them.
I'm not saying it's an addiction. You don't think that it would change your eyes, or it does change your eyes a little bit once you start using them?
I think it does. I think it makes them weaker.
I think
it
there's
does?
A possibility yeah. that it does. I don't know.
I think so.
I'm not an optometrist. Apparently Gordon is.
I think I was told that by a professional. Let me look into that.
And is this good? I guess this is true for all sorts of eyeglasses, right? Not just readers. That if you start using
that
them,
your eyes will adjust to, yeah.
Then your eyes then deteriorate because you're adjusting the prescription.
Okay, AI says no, reading glasses do not weaken your eyes or cause your eyesight to deteriorate.
Now, what if we don't like that information? Can we just say that AI is wrong?
They simply magnify text and reduce eye strain, allowing you to see clearly.
Hmm.
I know I can't read without them. And that's been the case for about 10 years.
Yeah, I always liked the look. I always thought, man, I can't wait to wear readers.
Oh, I hate the look. I think it makes, like the hearing aids, this makes me look old when I put my readers on.
Kind of looks distinguished, though, doesn't it?
I don't know about that.
Well, if you get readers, Giorgio, get the smart readers that will then translate it into Spanish for you and show you pornography
yeah,
at the same time.
I just don't think I need it. I kind of like having a break from constant information looking at a screen.
Meta says that subcontracted workers might sometimes review the content of the recordings that these smart glasses do.
So like plumbers, concrete guys, or those subcontractors?
Yes, or perhaps people they've hired to review the content that is reported. But yeah, because a lot of people have complained that there are recordings of people in various states of undress. People are using the bathroom, and these glasses see it all. And now these subcontractors in Kenya, where Meta subcontracted these people to
Moses Malone and the Black Ops.
To review all of the...
I'm going to put some headphones on before you adjust something. That may help a little bit.
To review all of the footage to improve the viewer experience. So it's one of these nebulous things. They have subcontractors who will review your nude images and you going to the bathroom in order to improve your experience. And so you're a big jerk if you complain about that. Because they're just trying to help you.
I will never wear them.
The one worker that was interviewed for the news article said, "We see everything from living rooms to naked bodies."
That's great.
Now, Meta responded by saying, "Ray-Ban Meta glasses help you use AI hands-free to answer questions about the world around you." So, I mean, pretty strong denial there from... They said, "When people share content with Meta AI, like other companies, we sometimes use contractors to review this data and improve people's experience with the glasses as stated in our privacy policy."
If you want true privacy these days, you just need to get off the grid. You can't have a phone, your TV has a camera, your thermostat. If you have Wi-Fi, they can listen to you, track you. You need to get completely off the grid, no phone, no Wi-Fi, no anything. Otherwise, everybody knows where you are at all times.
Right. Right.
And can look in at you through most of these devices.
And isn't there something that's kind of wrong about that?
Feels weird.
I think so.
Is that we're basically just tracked drone consumers that move around the world, and companies just sit there, let's laser ads at them. Let's watch what they're doing. Let's learn from their behavior. And then all the money that they go to a job that they hate that they make, we just want to extract that money back out of them with a bunch of products that give them temporary amusement and then drain their life resources. And then we just do that until we die.
Right.
And then that's a meaningful life.
Right.
It's so fun. So, yeah, I just...
Go get you some glasses. You
well, there's been women who have complained about this, that there's lots of TikTok content about guys going out asking these hot women in public places, asking them out, trying to get their number and everything. And the women are being recorded with smart glasses, and they never know it until a friend sends them the TikTok 2 days later, and it has over 3 million views.
That's terrible.
And like,
so
I had no idea it was even being recorded. And then they have to be exposed to... what any public figure has to be exposed to, which is the, you have to see the comment section, the dehumanizing comment section that is talking about your body, how you're not hot enough, how they know you, they can tell by the way that you even answered that question that you're just a person who does this.
Right.
And they have to, and how traumatizing that is to someone who's not acclimated to the absolute worst of all of us, the way we get online and we talk about people.
That should be illegal, just to go up to someone.
It isn't,
without their knowledge.
It's a public place. It's in public. You're allowed to be recorded.
We need to change that.
Well, yeah,
because it's now being used for content. Because I'm a bozo content creator on TikTok.
Well, we're bozo content creators on radio.
Yeah.
That's all life is just creating content for other people. Yeah, there's something wrong with it, and hopefully they'll address this. It's just, it's creepy when it'll eventually get to the point where we can tap into everyone's eyes and see what anyone is looking at any given moment. These glasses are certainly a way to do it. These subcontractors say that they watch guys watching porn frequently. They're wearing their glasses, and they can just see what the guy's watching, then all of a sudden the camera picture gets a little shaky for about 4 minutes, and then it stops being shaky.
Not going to see what I'm doing. I'm not wearing them.
And all of that ever, equals ever. Meaningful life. So,
welcome
to the world.
Yes. What a wonderful place it is.